And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting right now. In Washington, bipartisan legislation aimed at strengthening the nation's pipeline system has cleared the United States Senate. The measure, backed by Michigan Senator Gary Peters, would renew and boost funding for federal pipeline safety programs over the next 5 years. Those programs, run by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, support inspection and enforcement efforts, including oversight of more than 100,000 miles of pipeline across Michigan. The bill also adds new requirements for pipeline operators to guard against cyber threats following recent high-profile attacks on energy infrastructure. A key provision, championed by Peters, would establish a national research hub focused on detecting hazardous liquid pipeline leaks. The proposed Center of Excellence would be located in the Great Lakes region and work to improve early detection technology and emergency response capabilities. Leaders at Michigan Technological University say the center could bring together government, industry, and academia to advance safety research nationwide. The legislation was introduced with support from senators in both parties and now moves forward for further consideration before it can become law. In Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, Veronica Lee Krug entered a no-contest plea to the charge of disorderly person intoxicated. The plea was accepted by the court, citing possible civil liability as the reason for the plea. The incident occurred on March 27th of this year, when Ms. Krug called 911, reporting an alleged assault involving a firearm. Law enforcement determined the situation was a dispute among intoxicated neighbors in a public area of an apartment complex. Ms. Krug was sentenced to a 120-day delayed sentence probation program under the supervision of a probation officer. She is required to pay $525 in fees and fines by September 1st of 2026 and complete the Thinking Mayors program by August 1st of this year as well. Probation conditions include restrictions on alcohol and marijuana use, random drug and alcohol testing, and no contact with the neighbor. A final hearing is scheduled for September 4th of 2026, unless excused by the probation officer. And we will be right back after your obituaries. We have one obituary to report at this time. Marjorie A. Messing, age 95, of Minden City, passed away on Thursday, May 7th, 2026. Marjorie was born on March 4th, 1931, in Harbor Beach. She married Edward Messing on May 1st, 1954. Marjorie is survived by her children Edward Jr., Christine, Claire, Gregory, Jill, and special friend John Davison, 19 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Marjorie will be Wednesday, May 13th, 2026 at 11:30 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church of the Holy Apostles Parish, Ruth. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. until time of services at the church at 11:30 a.m. Cremation will follow. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And we are back. That was your obituaries for this hour, as well as your news. If you want to go to thumbnet.net, you can always get your news, weather, cancellations, obituaries at any time, anywhere. This is Tate Servance. I've been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.